Hey, Ben, slow. You did this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today's class is sponsored by Reb Shmuel Hakaka for his father's yahrzeit, Habib Ben Shlomo, Shom Shirav and Aliyah. Okay, we're on page Chav Ches, in the middle of Eiz Dalid. In these booklets, it's page Chav Ches. Okay, the last thing that the Rebbe was explaining was in Perik Yud Beis of Basi Lagani, the Friedrich Rebbe explains that the Or is Lamaila Maila Aden Ketz, Lamata Mata Aden Tachlis. Infinitely up and infinitely down. And he explains, in order to understand what infinitely up means, we first need to understand what it means infinitely down. So the Rebbe starts explaining that when you say the name Or Ein Sof, it doesn't mean the Or of Ein Sof, the Or of Hashem. It means the Or itself is Ein Sof. The Or itself is unlimited. Why? Because Or is connected to the source, Or reveals the source, and therefore if the source is unlimited, so is the Or. That's what we're up to now. What? One second, that's what he's explaining now. And therefore, what does it mean when, based on this, what does it mean when he says the Ord not only goes all the way up, goes all the way down, lamata-mata, meaning gam kfisha nimshach lamata-mata, that even the way this revelation of Hashem, even though, as the Rebbe explained, goes through all the tzimtzumim, all the contractions and concealments, nevertheless, the b'chinas ain't soft. It's still unlimited. That means the Or of Elokus, even down here, Lamata Mata Adin Tachlis, is Or Ein Sof Lamata Mata Adin Tachlis. That means even when the Or comes all the way down here in the finite world, the Or still remained unlimited. Meaning, even though, in order for there to be a creation down here, Tzorchli Yasinyanat Tzimtzum, there has to be the level of Tzimtzum. Meaning, Alpha PK, nevertheless, Gam Kamesha Ord Nimshech Lamata Mata Adin Tachlis, Ubachinus Ain't Self Obligvul. What it means is like this: even though, in order to create worlds, the Ord has to become finite, because infinite revelation can only create an infinite world. So, in order to create a finite world, you need to make a Tzimtzum. Nevertheless, even when the Or goes through the Tzimtzum to create limited creatures, limited world, it still remains infinite. The Or itself remains infinite. One second. Like in the Maimi explains. Because the Tzimtzum is only as far as we're concerned. As far as Hashem is concerned, there is no Tzimtzum. So it's a unique situation. Hashem is limiting himself to create the world, but as far as he's concerned, there is no limitation. It's still Or Ein Sof. It's still infinite. And even when it comes lamata mata all the way down, 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 it still remains in the infinite state. Finite creations were created. That's as far as we're concerned. As far as Hashem, don't try to understand it because we can't. I mean, that's what Dalt Rebbe says in Tanya. Okay. You say it means that even more than that. Though he doesn't say even more than that. Like it's understood from the beginning of the Maimer, Shadavka Lamata Mat Davka down here. Aide Maisenu Vavidasenu. Davka through our actions and our Avaida in the world that are created through Tzimtzum. Adla E Lamaza Tachin Shin Tachin Lamata Himenu. All the way down. In the lowest of the lowest of worlds, that there is no lower than this world, Nasi Genuni Shel Atzmus Omohus, which is even higher than the level of Or Ein Sof. The Rebbe says like this. At least you can use vocabulary words, and it's very important to understand that we don't understand. It's a very, very important thing, is that we don't understand. There's an expression in Chassidus, Tachlis Hayedia. The ultimate knowledge is shaloi nedo'acha, that we don't understand you. The ultimate, because once we think we understand, that's the problem. The ultimate knowledge of Elokus is that we don't understand it. Okay, so the Rebbe is saying like this, that Erin Tzav, Mata Mata Erin Tachos, the Rebbe explains in the Maimer, means that the Or comes all the way down. And in the way it comes, it's Or Ein Tzav L'mata Mata. That means the Or remains Ein Tzav all the way down here in the lowest of the lowest of worlds that can't be anything lower. And nevertheless, it remains infinite. In order to create a finite world, it has to be limitation. That's only as far as we're concerned. But from Hashem's perspective, the world is believable. And he said, now even more than that, not only through Avodah down here, do we reveal the way the art is Ein Sof, the way the art is unlimited. He says at the beginning of the Maimer that through Torah Mitzvahs down here, we reach Atzmus Ein Sof, the essence of Hashem, which is much, much greater than the revelation, which is infinite. In other words, there is a revelation of Hashem which is infinite. And then there's an even greater level, the essence of Hashem, which is not even revealed. So he says, down here, the Rebbe is explaining, not only is the Or of Elokus infinite from Hashem's perspective, it's even more than that. Through our Avodah, we reach the essence of Hashem.
That's the Chiddush.
That's the Chiddush. Well, so what's the general concept of this? He says, come over because we are diesel. In Eitz Chaim, at the beginning of Eitz Chaim, in many places, it says in Eitz Chaim, we mentioned this Eitz Chaim many times. At the beginning of creation, Elokus, the infinite revelation of Hashem, permeated the whole area of the world. And there was no possibility to create a finite world. Because if infinite is revealed, finite cannot exist. So therefore, what happened? The Eibush should have to have the tzimtzum of a siluk, removal of his od, and therefore, once Hashem removed his infinite revelation, he was able to re-reveal the Kav, which is pretty great, but as far as Lifnei HaTzimtzum is concerned, it's limited. Shaydei Zeh Nisava. Kol Hishtadlus Shtal Shel Mata Mata. That through this Kav, through the re-revelation of the limited level of godliness in this world, Dafka Shem Perlim, only over there do we make Genuni, the dwelling place for Hashem, which is Nimta Atmos, where the essence of Hashem is found. What is this relevant to us, right? That's what you want to know. What is this relevant to us? That a Jew should understand what they accomplish when they do a mitzvah. What a Jew accomplishes when they do a mitzvah. So first, the Rebbe is explaining. There is Orin Tzav L'mata Mata. There is an infinite level of godliness which is all the way down here. Meaning even down here in a finite world, the revelation of godliness is unlimited. It's just from our perspective, the world looks limited. Like we said, when the light is covered, it's only concealment as far as the people looking outside the light. As far as the light is concerned, it doesn't matter how many covers there are, it's still the same light. Whether there's 10 covers, no covers, or 30 million covers, it's the same thing. Then the Rebbe explains even more, that what the Tridik Rebbe is bringing out in Basi Lagani is that the whole concept of the Shechina Lamato, bringing the Shechina down here, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, which means that when not only do we reveal and connect to the unlimited revelation of Hashem, we connect to the essence of Hashem. Which is, meaning, excuse my expression, through one lousy mitzvah, one simple mitzvah that a Jew does, the Alter Rebbe once heard, it's brought down in the Rebbe Mizan, the Alter Rebbe once heard his wife saying, Meiner hat gesagt, mine said, meaning my husband said. So the Alter Rebbe said, look at this. Through one mitzvah, Hashem says you become mine. One mitzvah a Jew does, you become mine. And that's what we learned many times. The Rebbe had a unique shita in bringing Jews closer to Yiddishkeit. There are other organizations which will remain nameless that you come to a guy, first teach him about love, sex, and marriage. Teach him about this. Don't bother putting tefillin on with him. You know, you have to first get them involved, and then you get it. The Rebbe said, no, you're missing the whole point. You meet a Jew, do a mitzvah with him. First tefillin, whatever it may be. You do a mitzvah with him. What? Why? Because when the Jew does one mitzvah, he's connected already. So then you don't have to start a reconnection process against a Megillah. One second, he does a mitzvah, he's already connected. So then it's already open, revealing the level of the Jew within him. He's connected to the essence of Hashem. And that awakens the Jew. That awakens the Jew. Yeah.
And that's only 5% of what you see. 95% you don't see.
Well, now with the new telescope, maybe. Maybe they'll see God up there. But they don't understand. They're looking for God up there, the beginning of creation. He's at the mata. He's all the way down here. No. Okay, well, I know that. No, they're looking for the beginning of creation. No. 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 Which is one word from Hashem's mouth. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think one penny is going to do it anymore. Yeah. Yeah, so what does that help us? If a person feels this concept, they'll only want to do mitzvahs. They'll only want to do mitzvahs. And not only that, when they do a mitzvah, they'll be excited because look what I connected myself to. So that's why the Alter Rebbe there's a Gemara that says, in Pirkei says, there's another Gemara that says, Tobit, Ezel Chacham Horeyes HaNoilad. A Chacham is one who sees the future. What does it mean simply? When you do something, don't look at the now, sees what the outcome of it is. Like we said, you can love a certain food, but you get sick from it for a week. Yeah? So fool will eat it now, because right now I look at the now for the 5 minutes that I enjoy the food. But you're going to suffer for a whole week from it? A fool doesn't think that way. A fool sees the now. A chacham sees the future. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. But Alter Rebbe said, Ezel chacham ha-reis ha-neilad. Neilad means the Dvar Hashem that's keeping everything existing. What's making it born. Neilad, a chacham, is one who sees the elokus in everything. So if a chacham sees that he does a mitzvah, and this mitzvah connects not only to the Or Ein Sof Lamata Mata Ein Tachlis, which is infinite. It's Or Ein Sof, not Or of Ein Sof, Or which is Ein Sof. So you can imagine when a Jew does a mitzvah, they connect to the essence. For sure, this should cause simcha by a Jew. It's supposed to.
What's the meaning of the word mitzvah? Good
meaning. No. Mitzvah literally means binding and connection. Mitzvah means something which binds me to Hashem. A good deed is a mitzvah. But a mitzvah is not only a good deed. A mitzvah is something Hashem told me to do, which connects me to Hashem. The Alter Rebbe once, the Alter Rebbe says, brought down the Chassidus. The Alter Rebbe said, Ilu tzivanu lach teveitzim. If God would have commanded us to chop wood, chopping wood would connect us. What does it mean? The explanation of things. Let's say chopping wood accomplishes nothing spiritual, nothing. It just doesn't do anything. All the other mitzvahs accomplish something spiritual. That Alter Rebbe is saying, even if Hashem commanded us to chop wood, that does absolutely nothing spiritual. But the fact that Hashem commanded us to do it, that's what it's all about. And that's what Matan Torah accomplished over before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, because they were not commanded to do it, it didn't connect them to the essence like we do now. Because Matan Torah, Hashem commanded us. And that's why, by the way, the famous question, Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah before it was given. Why didn't he do a bris? Okay, but whatever. Then when Avraham had to make Eliezer swear, he told him, put your hand under my thigh, meaning hold on to my bris, which is not very tzniyistic. Okay? Why did Avraham did all the mitzvahs? He couldn't tell, hold on my tefillin. Because those mitzvahs he wasn't commanded for, and therefore the essence of Hashem wasn't there. The fact that he was commanded to do Mila, so by Avraham Avinu, the mitzvah of Mila was like us after Matan Torah, because that mitzvah was commanded. So therefore, Avraham Avinu had no choice, so to speak. You have to swear with a holy object. So what he did was he made Eliezer swear. But this is what a Jew realizes, like when he davens, he's going to go in the next us, which we'll learn Mishnah tomorrow. But when a Jew moves on in Torah mitzvahs, he's actually connecting himself to the essence of Hashem. Why is that relevant to know? Of course it's relevant to know, because you'll do mitzvahs differently, you'll do mitzvahs with excitement, and you'll do a lot of mitzvahs. And if a person realizes every Aveda cuts a throat from a connection to Hashem, and it's not physical death, which anyway, physical life is temporary. Only live 120 years, that's it. So you kill yourself, big deal. But, I mean, it is a big deal. But I'm saying, a spiritual death is worse. So if a person is aware of what a mitzvah means and what an aveda means, not, you know, without siddhis, oh, you could do aveda, you're going to burn in hell. God, that's shtusin. Yeah, you're going to burn in hell. Yeah, you're going to go to Gehenna and get cleansed. But that's not what an aveda is all about. Aveda is cutting the relationship of your lifeline. It's actually cutting the relationship of your lifeline. So when you learn chassidus, you understand what an aveda does, what a mitzvah does. The emphasis, of course, is on what the mitzvah accomplished, asei toiv, so then you keep Torah mitzvahs differently.
Sure. Yeah.
Because Jews that come on time for the second minyan shouldn't get...